Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 9th of July 2018, and this is the 840th Mole Out Loud podcast. I'm coming up Knocklofty for the first time in a week. It was Monday last week that I came up, and I think it was a very beautiful day when I came up. Today it's chilly, it's very chilly, and I'm enjoying the gushing water in the rivulet. Well, not rivulet, it's smaller than a rivulet usually, although not at the moment. It does feel a bit like a stream or a creek. I imagine that it's snow melted from the mountain, but I don't know. I haven't been able to see the mountain. It's been under cloud these last couple of days, but we've had quite a lot of rain, and it may have been cold enough, although today it's colder than it has been, so perhaps it was teetering on that not quite cold enough to have snow. I'm going to have to try and remember this beautiful sound when it's dry in the summer. Or dry in the winter, but particularly in the summer, I really notice. When I say notice, I mean feel within me the parched landscape, and I get this real longing for water, for rain, for damp. So I'll keep this in mind for then. Over the weekend, I have made an exciting decision, and it's very soon. I have been gearing up time for a surge retreat, so a quiet writing time with all things turned off. But what I'm actually going to be doing is not the surge. I've delayed that for another month, and I'm going to fly to Sydney and travel up the east coast to a little spot where a writer friend has booked a cottage for three of us to write for the week. It's very exciting. It feels totally self-indulgent. And I'm also really looking forward to it. It's like a mini pre-trip to the big one. So I've got this week, I've got 2 weeks to prepare, basically, for that. And because I had been intending to do the surge, I'd made sure that I had absolutely no appointments or anything else during that week. So It worked for me very well, but I did have to withdraw from the surge at rather late notice, and I do feel bad about that, because it's hard to get anyone to take my place who would be able to just have a week out without some level of preparation. Thinking it was just over a year ago that I went to Sydney last time. I think it might have been in May. And I haven't slept outside my house since then, except a couple of trips to Launceston to be a grandmother. I haven't really gone anywhere, so it'll be great to make that leap over the water. And it'll be much warmer up there too. Although, as you know, that's not an issue with me. Well, it's an issue with me if it's too much warmer up there. But I'm sure it'll be fine. I just rather hope that I won't miss on any real winter weather here. It'd be lovely to have snow here, but I'd like it not to be in that particular week. The weather graphic for today showed no blue sky, but there is some. There is quite a patch. If I look in the opposite direction from the one that I'm walking in, walking towards the mountain, there's definitely less blue, although the cloud is quite thin above me, so it's that lovely sort of light grey blue. In a third direction, there's a rather big, dark cloud. I can't quite work out which direction anything's coming. I think it's coming up from the south, looking at the clouds very, very slowly. We've had some pretty fierce wind and rain these last couple of days, so it feels almost unnaturally calm. Yes, I don't know. I don't know what to expect. I think probably it's just going to feel a bit mizzly, not any rain. And certainly I can feel a few tiny pinpricks of moisture. They're not anything that could be called raindrops. Think this kind of definite plan to come walking on Monday morning is a really good way to psych myself into recognizing that today is my day off. Doesn't matter if I don't get back till late, so there's no sense of having to foreshorten the walk or have a sense of concertinaing my time by taking a walk. crowns to a really nice texture at the moment. They've semi-graveled some of the paths, but they're also quite rocky because there's a sandstone layer underneath. And there's just enough dampness to make the grip really good without sinking into mud. So this is a perfect dampness for walking. Because it's such a nice kind of cold, it's a crisp day in spite of this moisture, and I feel much fitter when it's cold, when I can smell and taste the cold. So I haven't had to pause on the way up. I was a bit worried that after a week of not walking uphill, I would find this quite a struggle. I can't hear any birds. Not even when I listen carefully. I did get one tiny tweet just then. When I came up here last Monday, on my way back, I was walking along this path and suddenly these men appeared from the bushes and kind of looked at me crossly, but certainly not with any intent to frighten me. And they must have been waiting for or looking at some particular bird that I had disturbed, but there was no way of knowing that that was what they were doing until they sort of came out with their clipboards. I would have liked to have asked them what they were looking out for, but I think what they wanted from me was that I just left as quickly as possible. It's a bit more puddly here, and I'm wearing these boots that have a bit of a slit in the where the sole meets the or where the sole where the undersole sort of meets the side. So we'll see how far I can keep dry. Well, I can hear a crow now. That's a bit inevitable, isn't it? There is quite a good smattering of snow on the mountain still. The top is covered with clouds, so I can't quite see how it is up there, but it comes down, well, quite a way, not that far down, I suppose. It's so difficult to tell from here what the heights are, because there are so many forehills. And I'm just trying to guess. Maybe there's still snow to about 800 or 900 meters. It would be lovely on top. Well, it would be very misty on top, very, very cloudy, but it's very atmospheric when it's like that. It would be a really nice thing to get up there sometime this winter before the end of the year, before the end of the season. As you can hear, I'm in crow country now, and up until about 5 minutes ago I couldn't hear any trucks either, but they've now started, so the silence is broken. There's also much more of a breeze around this side. One of the nice things about doing the circumference of Knocklofty is that you get to feel what the weather's like on all sides. Much more than if you just go to the top and kind of look around. You don't really feel the differences, but at this level you do. And there's quite a little wind starting up in the tops of the trees. You may be able to hear it. I think I'm sheltering the microphone from it, but yeah, it's building up. Time to put my hat on again. The snow is almost now completely covered with cloud, and I'm glad I got a little bit of a glimpse of it before. There's a sort of saddle and another peak behind it, and I can see that. I can see the snow on that. And I can not quite sense the smell. Sometimes you can smell it, but I think maybe the breeze is coming from the wrong direction for that to happen at the moment. Bit of mizzle. It's lovely having this walking time again, and just allow some free thought flowing. And often when I've done this walk for a little while, a bit longer than I have now, I think I've been walking probably for about 50 minutes, and by the time I get to the 1.5 to 2 hour mark, my mind starts becoming a bit more creative. And so for the rest of the walk, I'm going to be silent here unless something very startling happens. And I will talk to you later when I get home. I'm back at home. I'm sitting on my stoop. I've just finished my breakfast. And the sky is bluer than it was when I set out. So I'm very glad that forecast was mistaken, at least for half of the day. I'm sitting here listening to blackbirds instead of crows, and I've been reading John Buchan's Mr. Standfast to just get me a bit into
the right period again. Now, there are not just blackbirds out here, but also little silver eyes who are tweeting around the oak tree. So lovely to have a bit of diversity. Doing the morning walk after quizzing does mean that the morning disappears quite substantially, and it's after 12 now. And so I need to start thinking about the afternoon. I want to get a couple of things organized, and then I shall cycle down into the city for my qigong and for a couple of other things that I want to do in town. So I'm going to upload this morning so that I don't have this scramble when I cycle back after qigong to get it posted in time. I do hope that you had a good weekend, and that this augurs a great start for the coming week. I hope you've been able to work out how you're going to engage with the things that are most important to you, how to do them in a kind way, and also I'm sometimes completely lost for words. It's something to do with nourishing the self, this working on or dreaming about or thinking deeply about what is most important to you. And a day with it is so much better than a day without it. As long as that day, a day without it, if that's an intentional day without it, that is completely different matter. But a day of unintentionally being without that rich engagement can be a bit sad at the end of the day. And the engagement doesn't have to be very long, it can just be 5 minutes, but if it's there, that's the kernel of it. Thank you very, very much for listening today. I nearly said thank you very much for living today, which is also what I would wish for you. Thank you for living today. And thank you for listening today. And I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.